If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. On this episode of Nostalgia Stories, WGN Sister Station Antenna TV spoke with Big Daddy Kane. You might remember him from classic hip-hop songs, Ain't No Half-Steppin' and Smooth Operator. Listen as we chat with Kane about hip-hop and more on this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories. How do you think music has changed since you started?
Now hip-hop is a real music genre. You know, it's not trying to fight its way through the doors anymore. It's not really like looked at as an underground thing anymore. It's looked at as a real money making machine, you know, on the level of pop music and rock and roll. So you have people that didn't grow up with the culture of hip hop. You know, going through the blood, sweat, and tears of trying to be a great MC or great DJ or graffiti writer or so on. You have people that, you know, come into the industry and say, hey, I want to make a record. Can you write a rhyme for me? And can you write a song for me? You know, so it's kind of the same as pop music and rock music, you know. So, you know, it differs in that way, you know, which I don't really have a problem with, you know. It's just I think that a lot of people don't understand that, you know, that it's different now once it becomes a real music genre.
The faster rap flow. You invented that?
I wouldn't say that. I with that rapid fire flow, that's something that was created by an artist by the name of Jazzo. And Jazzo, Jay-Z, and Twista are probably the best that I've ever seen do it. You know, I do okay, but I don't think I'm on their level when it comes to that rapid flow.
Your style influenced those artists?
Well, that was just Jay-Z. I didn't really have that type of relationship with Jazzo or Twista, but it was Jay-Z. But I mean, that was really more or less, you know, like taking him on the road to try to really started as trying to get him a record deal and record him, and then it ended up taking him on the road to perform on stage with me.
How did you come up with the name?
The Big Daddy part, it comes from an old beach party movie with Annette Funicello and Frankie Avalon. But the Kane part actually came from the TV show Kung Fu with David Carradine. Yeah.
What is your relationship with Biz Markie?
Biz is a brother that I met in front of a mall in Brooklyn, the Albee Square Mall. And when we met actually battling, and we became good friends, and he promised that if I got down with him, he would get me a record deal. And he did. You know, as soon as he became established, he brought me in to help write his first album, and he then presented me to the label and got me a record deal.
Can you tell us about the Juice Crew?
Oh, yeah. Well, the Juice Crew, that was with the label that we were on, Coachella Records. Like, the artists on that label were basically members of the Juice Crew, a group that was formed by the radio personality Mr. Magic from WBLS. And he had, like, our producer Marley Marl. And as far as the artists, it was myself, Biz Markie, MC Shan, MC Shan, Kool G Rap, Roxanne Shante, who was pretty much the leader. She was pretty much the leader of the Juice Crew when it came to the artists. And Master Ace.
Ain't No Half Steppin', what does that mean?
I mean, that's when you know you're not really applying yourself, you know, you're not really, you know, trying to get the job done. You're like, you're halfway doing something, you know, so that's our way of saying it is you have stepping, you know, you're not seeing something through.
How did the song change your life?
I would say Ain't No Half Stepping changed my life by giving the world visuals. You know, it was like really like the first chance people got around the world had a chance to see exactly what I looked like because it was my first video. Ain't No Half Stepping, you know, definitely introduced me to the world visually.
What is fashion to you?
To me, fashion is, you know, looking fly and looking unique. You know, where you're wearing something that stands out and no one else can just run into a store and buy, you know, Like I like that's fashion to me. I know that a lot of people may see it different, but to me, that's what it means. Yeah. The way I vision fashion is going to be based off of what I've seen in my youth. The way the people around my neighborhood was getting money and how they dressed, you know, and just taking it and flipping it into my own way, you know, based off of other elements, you know, where like I may have seen Marvin Gaye or Barry White or somebody like that with something, or even Rick James or somebody with something real fly on Morris Day, you know, so like I would like to mix this with that, you know.
How did your acting experience come about?
I enjoyed acting, and I plan to do more. Like, I'll probably do a whole lot more of that than I will do music. And I credit Mario Van Peebles, because it was like just, I had a little tiny little scene in a movie, not really acting, just performing. But I ended up getting sick in Mexico, and he thought that I was very professional, how I would be like breaking down, losing it off camera, and then when they yell action, I'm right into the scene and dove back into what I had to do. So, and then he told me about a movie he was doing, and you know, that's how it all began.
How did you end up winning a Grammy?
Quincy Jones for Back on the Block. I mean, honestly speaking, I really feel that I really feel that Grammy should have went to Public Enemy, in my personal opinion. I think that Public Enemy like really actually had the hottest hip hop song at that time period. But I'm still, you know, appreciative, and I thank Quincy for involving me in the project. And I really learned a lot from that brother, because I have to say that that was the first time in my music career that I can say that I actually was produced.
What are you working on now?
We're about to enter the editing stages of a documentary that I filmed called Paragraphs I Manifest. It's about lyricism in hip-hop, and it's featuring myself, KRS-One, Jay-Z, Eminem, J. Cole, several others. Don't come to mind. Several others.
Thanks for listening. Check out other episodes of Nostalgia Stories at WGNRadio.com/AntennaTV. Or for video versions of this podcast, go to YouTube.com/AntennaTV.